You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music with your host, Brian Lush. Today, Aboriginal Sounds shines a light on the brand new Indigenous Music and Culture website, rpm.fm, and features music from Aust12. Stick around for more. Aboriginal Sounds is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. We cannot be broken. Oh, 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 oh. We are, we are, we are. So much more than all this war ain't. Welcome to the latest edition of Aboriginal Sounds, exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. The beautiful thing about the internet is that it proves that you aren't alone in the universe. While a site like rockwire.com does what it can to help promote new music from Indian artists from throughout the United States and Canada, a group of Native artists, writers, and journalists in Ontario have come together to create rpm.fm, a website that celebrates and promotes contemporary Native music and culture with insightful written interviews, as well as video and audio podcasts. One of the contributors to RPM.fm is a fellow by the name of Ron Harris, also known as Aust12, a songwriter and performer who has shared the stage with the likes of Coolio, Snoop Dogg, Guru, Living Legends, Lightfoot, Rez Official, Digging Roots, and Kenny Starr. You'll hear what he has to say about RPM.fm in just a few minutes, but in the meantime, here is Aust12 with Hungry.
Aust12, Jeff Speck Productions. Yeah, you know. Said I'm hungry for your love.
In my heart, appetite for seduction. You've been in addiction since our first introduction. There's no instructions for insatiable desire. Covered in creation, nothing's putting out this fire. Cross paths and wires, destiny defined. Can we take this higher and feel it's way more refined and aligned with the stars, Earth, Venus, and Mars? Got a hunger for your love like I was starved behind some bars. Cage, famish, animality, you're my reality. Feed me your flesh and we can explore the galaxy. Carnal sexuality, you know, apprehension. Hungry like I was released from a cloud suspension. Understatement, words can't express it. Deep burning hunger and no food will impress it. So let's undress it, expose the heat we're sharing. Break this fast quick with these heavens, trumpets blaring. Said I'm hungry for your love. Your affection, natural selection. Pain in my core like this love was an infection. Giving you protection, protected with a passion. Filled with compassion, fighting with teeth gnashing. Symbols crashing through the walls of our struggle. Deep-rooted connection with light and dark to juggle. Before my knees buckle from the weakness of this fasting. Years passed in with only this music blasting. Outlasting pain, heal me with your medicine. Ideas struck like light bulbs and Thomas Edison. Stormed against a bit of medicine from this hurricane. Enough with the hunger pains, I'll never let you hurt again. Windy nights and curtain rains, but we'll have each other. Much more exploration in a universe to cover. Let's see what we discover, you and I causing some thunder. It's only your love that can take away this hunger. Said I'm hungry for your love.
The
That was Os12 with Hungry. Check him out at ReverbNation.com, and don't forget to check out the website RPM.fm, your first stop for indigenous music culture. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Os12 regarding RPM.fm, and here's how the interview went.
RPM.fm, it's quite a website, and you know, you got great stuff on it, and I understand that you're going to be doing a hard launch pretty soon. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, we've been pushing this website. Our creative producer, Jarrett Martineau, and also the collaborators at Make Believe Media Digital Incorporated have been planning this website for some time now, probably about, I don't know, 2 years, a year and a half. The website kind of came out of the creation of a documentary called Music is the Medicine. It's the Derek Miller story. If you don't know, Derek Miller is a blues rock guitarist and musician, amazing musician out of Six Nations up here in Canada on the Grand River. And I guess the accent of the documentary was how he's an amazing musician but still can't break into the mainstream because, well, he's indigenous, he's aboriginal. Okay, so that's a major thing for indigenous artists to break past that pigeonholing of, you know, well, you're great, but here, in the aboriginal categories, you go for the award shows. So, basically from this, the creators of the documentary looked into having a place, having a platform for indigenous musicians and artists and fans alike to meet up and to be able to share music and to have our own place to display these things, because it wasn't there. There's a lot of websites that either came up and lost funding, or very much like an encyclopedia of Native music, and there's always this preconceived notion that indigenous music is flutes and drums, and so we wanted to redefine that and to create a platform for this. I came onto the project in March, but I started in May as I was going to school and stuff, and we did our soft launch June 30th. We turned the website online for our beta testing. We went through all the normal things that a website goes through, little technical things and finding out what works and what doesn't, and also creating this relationship with the indigenous music culture community. And leading up till now, October 25th, we're going to do our hard launch. We're doing a party here in I'll be hosting a free concert here in Vancouver, BC. We're featuring artists, Sister Says. So they're a pair of Haida, brother and sister. They do contemporary kind of jazz music. Also Discreet the Chosen One, he's from the Squamish Nation. He does hip-hop music. And also a band called Vancouver. Their lead singer is a Cree lady named Eden Finde, and they'll be playing at our show. And we're pushing it out to the mainstream and open to make this indigenous music culture platform a big thing for Turtle Island and beyond.
The grass is always greener on the other side, and me being American and looking north to you guys, you know, it just seems like, you know, there wouldn't be so much of a problem with, you know, Indian artists, you know, breaking through to the mainstream. I mean, the diversity alone of, you know, some of the bands that you have up north is really quite astonishing compared to, you know, where I'm at.
Yeah, well, I heard a lot of artists say, there's the old myth that Canada's cold and we have igloos and it's isolated, and in some cases it is. I heard an artist in an interview that I did with her name was Leanne Goose. She's a critically acclaimed country artist. She's from the community of Inuvik, which is, you have to travel the ice roads to get there. And she said that the main reason she does music so well and why she was able to focus on it is because it's cold. You don't want to go outside for 8 months of the year. So it's just like you said, the grass is green on the other side. What is it, like 80% of the Canadian population lives within 200 kilometers of the Canadian-U.S. border. So I think for all of our lives growing up, we've always had our noses pressed to the glass going, what are they doing over there? And listening. And I remember a big thing growing up doing the hip-hop music myself and growing up as a youth was being able to go to the States, for one, to buy tapes when I was a young guy, and for two, breaking that market and being able to tour in the States is it's a challenge. It's a challenge for any genre of musician that's from Canada.
I see. And and since you've been, you know, working with RPM, tell me what artists sort of have, you know, what artists have your ear, so to speak?
Well, artists right now, I mean, we have artists from all over Turtle Island on our site right now. We've have artists like Iskwe. Iskwe is a trip-hop and eclectic soul singer-songwriter. She's originally from Winnipeg, Canada, but now she's working on her second album and living in New York, living in L.A., Montreal. She's doing music with M1 from Dead Presidents, which is an amazing conscious hip-hop group based out of out of California. And are they from California? Maybe they're from the East Coast. Anyways, also a Tribe Called Red. They have a meteoric smash here in Canada. They've been touring electronic festivals around the world. They're a three-man electronic DJ team. They remix music. I don't know if you've heard of the South American music style of Mumbaton. Mumbaton is like, it's kind of like, it sounds like reggaeton, but then they use powwow songs within the dance beats. And the way that the non-indigenous population has been taking this in the clubs is amazing to see, like, you know, white folks dancing to Northern Cree drum songs put over dance beats is an amazing thing. Also, artists like Murray Porter, he's a blues artist out of Six Nations. Kenny Starrs, he's also a Juno Award-winning producer and singer. She's based out of Six Nations as well. Winnipeg's Most, they're a rap group based out of Winnipeg. They've been doing songs with Chris Calico for the States, and they've got multiple videos out. Artists like Digging Roots, Art Napoleon, Inez, who's a style of singer-songwriter who cleaned up on the awards last year, the Aboriginal People's Choice Awards. We've got Joey Styles, he's doing big things. George Leach, Janet Panic, Don Amaro, Tanya Tagok. If you ever heard Tanya Tagok, she's a northern throat singer who mixes her music with electronic sounds, and she's also done songs with Bjork.
Wow.
Which is quite amazing. And also from down south, there's tons of musicians like Blackfire, like Red Cloud. There's tons of artists here within this Turtle Island movement that we have, and this is the kind of thing we want to bring together, is being able to set this platform so that people can find these things and be able to interact with artists as well. We like to keep a sort of a tone of mentorship as well with our website, so that, you know, we like to have artists talk about how youth can get into this and be safe in this business, because it's a tough business, and some people go about it the wrong way and, you know, can risk their lives. You can risk your financial life doing music, so it's important to us to try to keep that as a tone within our site, as that mentorship as well.
Visit OS12 at ReverbNation.com and check out RPM.fm, your first stop for Indigenous music culture. Here is OS12 once again with If We Ride.
Control. All right, imagining us chilling like two feet. had to kill it. And then cold day blood spilling. The two of us great feeling. Love making and bone chilling. Making out thin illin and restraining all the feeling. Been watching you for seasons without releasing. Make me commit some treason. Just trying to be in your dreaming. I'm hoping that I'm pleasing. Your eyesight is like freezing. I'm sunny weather breezing. Girl, let's chill and start some steaming. Maybe if you vibe, baby, we can roll. All night, let this music take control. Baby, if we ride, baby, we can roll. All night, let this music take control. Alright. Been thinking about us riding, going somewhere and hiding. Secretly confiding, Atlantis styles, I feel like Poseidon. Hugging and kissing and fighting, you know, whatever keeps it exciting. Passionately inciting, love riding, snuggled by a bonfire lighting. Been loving you for ages, since our teenagers. Since then I've seen some rages, just trying to be by your side. Heart-shaped boxes and cages, awkward romantic stages. Time can fly outrageous, damn, I better pick up my stride. Baby, if you ride, baby, we can roll. All night, let this music take control. Baby, if you ride, baby, we can roll. All night, let this music take control. Alright. Baby, if you ride, baby, we can roll. All night, let this music take control. Baby, if you ride, baby, we can roll. All night, let this music take control.
You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds exclusively at Rockwire.com. Rockwire.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, the Brian Buckley Band and their mesmerizing CD, Hysterical Blindness. Not ones to be easily categorized, the Brian Buckley Band boast a sound that is both raw and haunting, as evidenced by the songs I Am Human, Cuckoo, and the first single, As If. The Brian Buckley Band and their CD, Hysterical Blindness. Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at www.brianbuckleyband.com. With a new name, a new sound, and a new direction, Revel 9 releases their debut CD, The Razorblade Diaries. Armed to the teeth with a potent combination of sturdy songcraft and pure rock and roll, Revel 9 is set to turn the industry on its ear with songs such as San Jose, All I've Become, and Lay My Head.
Just a bit.
The Razorblade Diaries from Revel 9. Visit the band at www.revel9.com. Singer-songwriter Mark Anderson has seen all of life's ups and downs and has lived to sing about them on his latest release, Back from the Edge. Mark Anderson hits a nerve with a collection of gritty rock gems and backing from an impressive cast of musicians. With songs such as Dog on a Chain, Cat House Blues, and the electrifying first single, Truth Is, Back from the Edge will have you on the edge of your seat. Back from the Edge from Mark Anderson. Visit Mark at www.markandersonrocks.com.
Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com proudly presents our latest weekly series, Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com, every Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Get lost in the sensual sounds of blues and jazz and get the stories behind it. Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music with your host Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, exclusively at rockwired.com. Welcome back to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host Brian Lush, and today we've been shining an ever-loving light on a new website, rpm.fm, an amazing new website celebrating the latest and greatest in Indigenous music culture. One of the site's contributors is a fellow by the name of Ostwelve, who talked with us a little earlier about the creation of the site. Now we shift gears and talk about what motivates him and his own music. Here's how that interview went.
Now, you record music as well, you know, so talk about how music began for you.
Music for me, I think it's always been around. I went to a private school. I was one Aboriginal child in a private school of rich kids, and I was always in band. My grandmother, she was a music lover, always had all kinds of the old outlaw movement of country music going around. And by the time I was about 13 years old, I was already writing my own songs, and I was living in a small town, and I said, you know what, this isn't working. I left that small town and I moved into the city of Vancouver, and I've been chasing music ever since. And you know, I've been really lucky to be able to work in radio, work in TV and film, and also the tour of the world doing music. So when the opportunity came to me to be part of this RPM website, I felt it was time, because I think without mentors, without people that helped me out and gave me some pointers or two to be part of this music world, I don't think I'd be still doing music for a living.
And what kind of place are you coming from as a songwriter? What sort of inspires your work?
I grew up around a real strong activist movement culture. Up here in Canada, you know, we're still settling treaties, we're still settling land claims. So a lot of the uncles, a lot of the people I looked up to were all activists who were standing up for our Indigenous rights. So, and growing up listening to stuff like Public Enemy, Rage Against the Machine, it was only natural for me to step into an activist movement of music. I spent a lot of time writing writing songs and working with activists and being a voice for that culture. In the later years now, I try to make a lot more, you know, dance music and, you know, love songs, not just love songs about women or, you know, smooching and kissing and stuff, but love songs, you know, that are about love for family, love for the earth, love for just love in life. You know, I think hip hop is gained kind of a negative. It's been put into a negative light because of what the commercial industry has done to it. And now our youth are looking up to these hip hoppers and rappers, and it's not always the best role models out there. And I have a great opportunity to work with a lot of youth up here in Canada, working with inner city youth and working with you know, youth groups even up north, as far up north as Labrador, Canada, which is up near the Arctic Circle, and teaching them hip-hop and digital media as a form of expression. So that's where I come from, really, and I, you know, I just love songs that are real from the heart and songs that make people dance.
Before the interview, you were talking about a new CD about to be released. What can you tell us about it?
Well, the new CD, it's an album project. I don't know, I'm really up in the air about CDs because they're plastic and they're bad for the environment, but let's call it an album project.
Okay.
it's called Prison Planet Breaks, The Awakening, and it comes from the old teachings of this awakening that's coming. You know, as a collective conscience of human beings on this planet, we've been growing. Our collective consciousness is growing, and it's awakening to this connection of oneness, this all my relations, this one family, one nation under a groove kind of thing. And so there's a lot of protest songs, and like I said, there's a lot of love songs and dance songs, because I feel that, you know, as Indigenous people, our songs and our dances were our form of storytelling in one way. And so, as being a storyteller myself, being a filmmaker, being a songwriter, you know, being 32 now, not trying to be some sort of famous icon that's going to be dancing around wearing fancy clothes and stuff, to me, it's important to create a media form of medicine. And so this is, you know, I don't think it's quite my masterpiece yet, but there are some songs in there that are definitely aiming towards that form of masterpiece.
And what would you like people to take away from your music?
You know, self-determination. Self-determination to be who they are as Indigenous people, and not just Indigenous people. I mean, Indigenous people in North America, Turtle Island, we have our problems, we have our social problems and issues, but those issues in turn transform into people problems as well. This is a world that we live in. This is a, you know, we are one people, you know, red, white, yellow, and black. That's the different colors, but the same people. Four limbs, the four-legged to the two-legged walking around this earth. So I really just want people to be able to listen to things, to recognize, to find the medicine within that, and then go into their lives and find the medicine in their own things and take action within that thing. And also, bob your head, tap a foot, you know, enjoy it, and use it as a medicine. It doesn't always have to be so harsh all the time. It doesn't always have to be so dark all the time. It's, you know, with that medicine comes, it comes through my own healing process as well. You know, we all lose people in our lives, and that came from, for me, you know, losing my mom, you know, losing my grandma who raised me, who taught me all these things, and being able to sit back in the last few years and go, okay, that's what she meant. And translating that into music is something that people can understand and that is accessible. And I think that's what I want people to learn and feel. You know, it's more about feeling than it is, you know, I don't want to be the preacher, man. So it's just like, how can I make you feel and share those experiences?
And RPM.fm is a relatively new site. So what are your hopes for it in the future?
For the future, we just want to keep creating a liaison with the Indigenous music culture community. To be able to build a greater platform, more accessibility, and for the artists as well, creating a bit more buyback for the artists to come to us. We don't want to be just like, well, give us your music here, we'll put it out. We want to create a place where people feel safe and people feel that they can come and be able to share their music with the world, not just Turtle Island, but the world, and step in as an indigenous culture into the mainstream of society. We're still going through a healing process as indigenous people of trying to just fit in. You know, just trying to be like normal people without going, oh, you guys are Native? Weird. You know? And so we're trying to just create that place where and show the beauty and show the love and show the talents that is out there. And, hopefully maybe, you know, create a television show or a documentary series, and just create more functionality within the site, I think, is what our next phases are, is just to be able to look at functionality and using digital technology, you know, in the lives of Indigenous people to connect with one another and just become the global online music destination for Indigenous music.
Visit OS12 at ReverbNation.com and don't forget to check out RPM.FM, your first stop for Indigenous music culture. Here is OS12 once more with Get Up and Go.
With 2 feet, get it jumping.
Get up and go now.
And if you feel it, shake it back and forth then.
Get up and go now.
And if you keep it hot, I'll keep it scorching.
I wanna see what people move to this. I got a little point that I can prove to this. Knowing of the love that we can do to this. So let's get it in packed before they ruin this. So let me see you shake it. I'll keep on rocking. No time for the drama, you're the lead to talk. You all flower, stand up and start to hop it. I'm sorry if you think this song is blocking. Ass off your shoulders and get the time. And I'm a dance floor shaker with a knack for rhyming. Like jacuzzi, let loose and climbing. Hitting on the one and a four timing. Let me see you move it, baby. Oh, love it, beautiful. This dance floor's populated. Shall we get up and go? Shall we get up and go?
Get up and go now.
Yo, hands up off the wall, let's get this bumping.
Get up and go now.
Yo, hit the floor with 2 feet, get it jumping.
Get up and go now.
And if you feel it, shake it back and forth then.
Get up and go now.
And if you keep it hot, I'll keep it scorching.
Been watching you just move it, groove it, shake it. Go ahead and do it, baby, you won't break it. I'm sorry, bro, but this lady's taken. Damn, can't you see us moving in, getting this shaking? And now we showing and proving, and there's no faking. Let me see you move those feet until they aching. It's getting hot in here, just like we baking. This groove has got the roof and windows breaking.
Get up and go now.
Yo, hands up off the wall, let's get this bumping.
Get up and go now.
Yo, hit the floor with 2 feet, get it jumping.
Get up and go now.
And if you feel it, shake it back and forth then.
Get up and go now.
And if you keep it hot, I'll keep it scorching.
Ain't no party like a roof on fire. Sweating out all the troubles and our dance desires. Fervent and like twisted wires. Better not be only one in here to perspire. Get that ass before the track explode. We pushing that bass up to overload. Jams spill out into the street and road. No ride, just love and a kiloton load. Lift your legs up and keep it banging. Tap your foot to the hi-hat clanging. Bob your head to get the steady swagging. No more wall leaning, yo, we ceiling hanging in. Let me see you move it, baby. Oh, love it, beautiful. This dance floor's popping, lady. Shall we get up and go? Shall we get up and go?
Get up and go now.
Yo, hands up off the wall, let's get this bumping.
Get up and go now.
Yo, hit the floor with 2 feet, get it jumping.
Get up and go now.
And if you feel it, shake it back and forth then.
Get up and go now.
And if you keep it hot, I'll keep it scorching.
Get up and go now.
Yo, hands up off the wall, let's get this bumping.
Get up and go now.
Yo, hit the floor with 2 feet, get it jumping.
Get up and go now.
And if you feel it, shake it back and forth then.
Get up and go now.
And if you keep it hot, I'll keep it scorching.
That's going to do it for this edition of Aboriginal Sounds. A special thanks goes out to OS12 and to everyone at RPM.FM. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Aboriginal Sounds is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC. a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.